I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's get the latest from the markets with Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
And Nick, we've had some interesting moves in the markets over the last few days. What are your headlines?
So the last few weeks, we have had a lot of economic data and all sorts of head-spinning headlines. So I figured we could take a little bit of time to do a summary of what's been going on the economic data front, since that's really been the main focus. And now, as we go into the next few weeks, which have quieted down in terms of the foreseeable future for economic data, I figured this would be a good opportunity to just explore a little bit of everything that we've had over the course of the last few weeks. If we take a look first and foremost, when it comes to U.S. economic data, we have the jobs data come in much softer than expected. To reiterate, we saw a loss of 23,000 jobs in the month of July. That was versus a forecast of 85,000 jobs added. So a big miss on the jobs report there. Unemployment rate remains unchallenged for the most part at 4.1%, very low levels of unemployment, which is arguably a much more positive figure. However, we have talked a little bit at length about how the participation rate in terms of employment has also been seeing a decline as well. This week, we also saw jobless claims yesterday come in lower or worse than expected at 209,000 versus a 202 expected. So a little bit of softness there, but that's not all. We also saw ADP employment change come in lower than expected at 44,000 jobs added versus 68,000 expected. And from a JOLTS job openings perspective, we did see that number come in softer as well. So I reiterate all of those points to kind of highlight the state of the jobs market. For a lot of our listeners, the conversation centers around what the Federal Reserve might be doing or what the currency market might look like in the coming weeks and months. Well, for the jobs market component of things, I think this adds an interesting flavor to the whole, is the Fed going to hike interest rates or not? And what I mean by that is that the Fed seemed a lot more keen on potentially hiking interest rates when it seemed like the labor market was in good standing and inflation was very, very high, or higher than, I should say, trending higher. Maybe that's the better way of expressing it. Well, the jobs market has shown some signs of weakening. And I think that that adds in a new layer to the conversation here about whether or not the Fed will choose to hike interest rates. Now, they might hike once, but they might hike not at all. The probabilities for rate hikes have been on the retreat here recently. And that comes into the conversation when we also think about economic growth. To reiterate, in the GDP growth component, we saw 1.5% GDP growth quarter over quarter versus the forecast of 2.1%. So obvious a little slower there. Services PMIs did miss expectations and consumer confidence did as well. So it's fair to also point out that economic growth, while still positive, has been less positive than what analyst forecasts had been seeing. Finally, if we look at inflation itself, which this week we got a lot of information, including the producer price index figure, which we have yet to cover or talk about on the podcast, PPI year over year came in at 4.7% year over year versus the forecast of 4.9%. So that is a positive surprise. Core PPI also was softer than expected. And CPI this week came in line with expectations, moderating to 3.4%. Previously, by the way, it was at 3.5%. So it's fair to say that you have yields showing some signs of cooling off as well in response to cooling economic data, both on the inflation, jobs, and economic growth components. So the reason we did that whole, you know, round trip around the economic data is because the dollar itself looks a little bit soft. If we take a look at the DXY here, which is obviously a basket for the US dollar, it's the dollar versus several other major currencies. What we can see here is the dollar index continues to sort of move lower. It's been choppy here recently, but it is almost at the lowest point that it has been in the last few months. And I think that this sort of round of economic data warrants this softness in the dollar. And it also is boosting the precious metals. We've talked about it recently a lot on the podcast, but gold is up another at the time of recording this, I should preface. Spot price is up 0.78%. Silver's up 1% on the day. And I think that the softer dollar is at play here for why that might be. the probabilities for interest rate cuts, interest rate hikes have been on the retreat, as we discussed. The two-year yield is trending lower here now, sort of breaking the unending uptrend that it has been in. And even the 10-year is showing a little bit of signs of at least relaxing. However, the long end of the curve, the 30-year yield, is still near its highs. And this tells me that longer-term expectations for inflation are still elevated, while in the short term, the probabilities of further hikes in the here and now seem to be declining. I think that's a really interesting distinction, an important one to make. You also have the stock market sitting at all-time highs here for the S&P 500. And of course, global markets are also higher. We've seen, you know, the DAX continue to rally. The FTSE has done mostly really well. And even the Korean stock market, which had gotten hit very hard, has recently seen a nice bounce back from the lows. Volatility is also at the lowest point that it has been year to date, Johnny, which I think is interesting because you have a situation where you've had all this craziness and now volatility has kind of quieted down. And not just for the stock market volatility, but also for listeners, I encourage you to look up the MOVE Index. That is a MOVE on your favorite charting platform. And this is going to be bond market options volatility. Now, bond market volatility is also oftentimes very correlated to currency volatility. So currency and bond volatility has been relatively quiet here. And I think that that's maybe to no surprise. We've had this story about Iran kind of, at least in the here and now, settling down. I should be careful not to speak too soon as that continuously changes. But at least recently, the you know, volatility there has been a little bit on the quieter side. Meanwhile, maybe one thing that's been kind of interesting is despite this sort of upbeat tone that we've recently taken back in markets, we see Bitcoin still almost at the yearly lows. Bitcoin really has lost its shine, I guess, for lack of a better term. As we've really seen stocks continue to pull ahead, buoyed higher by strong corporate earnings, which we've talked a lot about here covering on the channel. So to summarize, you know, we've gone through inflation data, we've gone through economic growth data, we've gone through the jobs market data, and what it sort of suggests in combination with the strong earnings cycle that we just had. You have corporate earnings still strong, you have inflation holding together fine, and the labor market may be showing some signs of softening, which, while that is by itself not necessarily a great thing, what the market likes out of that is that probabilities for interest rate hikes may be kept at bay. All in all, I think that the markets have, you know, sort of reflected this positive expectancy, this improvement in several areas here. And I think that the only thing that really stays on watch is if you keep an eye on oil prices in case that something escalates further in the Middle East. But for the most part, we got through inflation. It was cooler than expected, and markets are certainly liking that, especially interest rate sensitive areas. Notably, maybe the big winner here recently has been precious metals, which have celebrated the idea of less rate hikes.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Nick, for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Thanks, Johnny. Speak to you next time.